Hello. There we go. All right. Girls, guys, gays, theys, everybody in between. This is Ivy, and you are listening to a new questionnaire that I'm going to do. I've decided to do Bunny's Being Nosy questionnaire, and I'm doing this because I'm bored at work and also. The last thing I recorded had a buzzing in it that bothered me, and I want to test my mic, make sure it's not something wrong with the mic, and yeah, so let's hope there's no buzzing on this. Otherwise, I will probably freak out because this is a pretty brand new mic. All right, anyway, number one. What is your favorite holiday and why? It would be Halloween. Halloween trumps everything. I've always liked the darker things in life. I love the fantasy side of life. Dressing up, in theory, is fun. I probably know more about horror movies than you do. Not being a brat, just being honest. Yeah, and fall's my favorite season, so it just all of it makes sense. Okay. Number two. If you could live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, what would it be? Damn. Damn, that's a good one. I did this completely blind. I haven't listened to anybody's answers, so this is all blind reactions to these questions. Well, it would probably end up being. Oof. That's a tough one, man. It's between the Buffyverse. And the Anne Rice vampire universe. I honestly can't pick. I mean, the Buffyverse has my husband in it, Spike. Yes. But if I could live in the same world as Lestat, the Lion Court, are you fucking kidding me? I would be stupid. Not to choose that either. So, yeah. Well, I would live in a cinematic universe or likewise that had vampires in it. Let's just leave it there. What's your favorite audio tag to perform or write? I haven't written that much. I've only written one. I'm working on a special one for a friend right now. I mean, I'm a switch. So, having that quality in the audio is nice. But what do I like to do the most? I mean, I guess it would be MDOM, F sub is where I'm most comfortable. I'm really trying to stretch myself and make sure that I'm doing plenty of FDOM stuff though, just because I want to grow that part of myself, just as a general rule. But when push comes to shove, I am much more comfortable in a submissive role. All right, number four. When it's really, really, really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat to warm up? I make a mean pumpkin chili. I know it might sound weird. It's not sweet. You just use pumpkin puree. But it is damn good. There is no one that has tried it. It hasn't gone Good God damn, Ivy, what kind of chili is that? So I think I'm going to go with that. Can you do a handstand? Once upon a time, I could. I don't know if my frickin' lower back would allow me to do that anymore. I really need to get back into yoga. All right, number six. Do you type using the home keys or no? Home keys. Are we talking about like standard typing technique that you learn where like you have to put your fingers on the certain keys and like you're supposed to train your fingers to go the directions they need to go? 'Cause if so, I think that's how I type. I type faster than my brain sometimes. I have a lot of typos when I type. Like complete missing words sometimes. but I do type also not looking at the keyboard. Which I'm told is not normal. For everybody. Let's see. Number seven. What's a skill you really want to learn? Loving myself. A skill. No, well, let me be serious about this. I wish I knew how to play the piano. Piano, guitar, violin would be dope as hell. I learned flute and I learned percussion as an instrument, and those are great, but as a singer, it would be wonderful if I knew how to play piano because then I could teach. I'm not saying I can't teach now, but just it's good if you can play piano to teach. So, yeah, I wish that I knew how to play piano. What's your favorite type of weather? Number eight. I love rain. I love rain so much. I am a crunchy witch hippie kind of a person, and I feel like I get a lot of energy and charge from the rain. I feel really powerful when it rains. I love rain. When I lived in the Pacific Northwest, it was fantastic. Winter, not so much. That wasn't fun. But the rain was always welcome. Let's see. Number nine. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? Favorite game to play when I was a kid? Well, I was an only child and I wasn't very popular. So I think what I'm gonna do here is take the easy way out and say video games. Not that I really played video games that much either, but Donkey Kong Country was where it was at, and Dr. Mario was where it was at. Those are my two that I always would go to. Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Oh yeah. Mortal Kombat, because that's a button masher. You don't have to have technique necessarily. But out of all those, I think Donkey Kong Country was my favorite. Let's see, next one. Number 10, waffles or pancakes? Are you kidding me, bro? Waffles or pancakes? That's an impossible question. They're both so wonderful in their own right. I'm gonna go with waffles. To those out there who have gotten to go to a Waffle House, I think you understand when I say that. But also, there's just nothing like a perfect Belgian waffle with some strawberries and some whipped cream on it. You haven't lived. You have not lived. I'm telling you. Number 11, summer or winter. It would end up having to be winter. I am not a fan of heat. I am a very warm person naturally. I'm a human space heater. So when it's hot out, I am that much more hot, that much more sweaty, that much more uncomfortable. And I'm not a fan of sweating. So, although a good summer rain is perfection, once again, going back to that, I'd have to go with winter because I'm much happier grabbing an extra blanket than laying like a naked starfish on my bed and wishing I could peel my own skin off because I'm too hot. Excuse my, if my voice is like froggy or anything, I apologize. My allergies are killing me. Let's see here. Number 12. If you could wake up tomorrow and be flu bleh. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, what language would it be and why? Holy shit. Klingon. No, I'm just kidding. I should be practical and say Spanish, but I'd really like to be fluent in Gaelic, with Italian being a close second. I'm mostly Irish, and Gaelic is just so beautiful to me, and it just has this ethereal, calming quality to it that I love so much. That being said, I did try to learn Italian when I was in college, and they don't tell you how difficult that is. I was like, oh, you know, I took Spanish in high school. This will be fine. And then my teacher, who was an actual man from Italy, first thing out, he goes, the English language is probably the hardest language to learn. The second one is Italian. And I truly feel that he was not joking. There are more verb tenses and grammar rules than I could ever dream of. It extremely difficult. Okay. What is the next one? Number 13. Are you a morning shower or a night shower person? I am a night shower person. I think it's just habit from growing up taking dance classes and being on drill teams and all that kind of stuff. You know, I come home and I'm sweaty and gross and I need to take a shower. Also, I used to have really long hair. And so I was not a fan of blow drying it. I'm still not. And if I washed my hair at night, it would be dry by morning. So now it's kind of just part of my nightly routine. And a nice hot shower can like relax you and get you ready for bed if you're stressed out. You know what I mean? Number 14. Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? Yeah. There's a couple things I absolutely will not do, don't want to do. But that list is very small. I'm willing to try anything once, pretty much. And usually I end up enjoying it for the most part, so don't knock it till you try it, kids. Number 15. Oh, not a question, just say something nice about myself. Man, that's not fair. That's not fair at all. Okay, say something nice about myself. I think I'm kind and patient. Okay, number 16. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? I pray to God that I have weed. A little personal time, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, is always good. But probably, controlled substances and masturbation aside, I will put on a movie or TV show that is a favorite of mine. I chronically rewatch things. My current thing that's in a loop is The Night Manager, which is a mini series that Tom Hiddleston and Hugh Laurie did. It's incredible. It's really good. Spy espionage stuff, and you get to see Tom Hiddleston fucking it a lot, which is lovely. The things I would let him do to me, I just can't. Anyway, usually I put something on that I have seen a million times before. 80% of the time, that will probably be a horror movie. My comfort horror movies are Hellraiser, Poltergeist, Evil Dead. Yeah. That's probably what I would do. Let's see here. Ooh, number 17. What are your top three favorite movies? Oh, holy crap, that's hard. I'm conflicted about it now, but for the longest time, my number one was The Usual Suspects. Unfortunately, Bryan Singer and Kevin Spacey are not good people. So let's put that off to the side. Top three favorite movies. Poltergeist. It was the horror movie that started it all for me. Yeah. So that's definitely on the list. Holy shit, this is a hard question. I love movies so much. I'm just gonna pick two off the I'm gonna try and pick two off the top of my head here. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. And something that shows that I'm not a complete uncultured swine. Let me think here. Even though I've only seen it one time, because it's one of those kind of movies that you can only watch one time, let's say Requiem for a Dream. Because, like I said, I was only able to watch it the one time, but it changed me as a person on a cellular level. And it has one of the greatest scores of all time. And the fact that Ellen Burstyn did not win the Oscar that year, that Julia Roberts won over her, is a travesty that still makes me nauseous to this day. Let's see. Number 18. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? No, I don't think so. If the muse hits, the muse hits, I guess. I record when I can, which usually means in the dead of night, when no one else is awake. Like right now. And like I said, I've only written one script so far, but when I used to write fan fiction back in the day, it was just kind of whenever the mood struck. I didn't have to put a certain kind of music on or be in a certain place, just kind of when it feels right, it feels right. And I go for it. 19. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, which one would you pick? Unicorns are my number one animal of all time. If it got put in the news tomorrow that unicorns were in fact real and they were found, probably in New Zealand, I would say, you have to believe me when I say that I would be moving to New Zealand. They've always been my number one. They always will be. I'm not the biggest fan of a girly pastel, hearts and stars unicorn. I like more realistic representations of them. Black unicorns are beautiful. Yeah, it would have to be a unicorn. Number 20, what is your go-to movie watching snack or candy? I'd say popcorn. It's really hard for me not to at least want a small bit of popcorn when I go to the movies. You remember what that's like going to the movies? You left your house and went to a big auditorium, and there was a giant screen, and you would sit with other people, and watch movies. Hopefully that'll be happening soon because of this vaccine. Yeah, I'd go with popcorn. If it's a candy, probably Sour Patch Kids. Number 21. Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? That's a good question just because I believe I'm very introverted. I am not good around people I don't know. I'm not good in large groups. I'm not good when I first meet someone. And that is a bit of a problem considering that I am a performer and most of your job is networking and talking to people. But that being said, like I just said, I am an actress, so there is an extroverted nature to me. Obviously, I'm recording audio porn right now to keep myself entertained. But I genuinely feel that I am more introverted. I am much happier by myself at home or with like a small group of friends than I am at like a big raucous party or, something like that. Let's see. Number 22, was your first kiss actually a good one? Sure wasn't. Nope. Nope. It was freshman year, homecoming dance. I was never considered attractive by anyone in my school system. So that haunted me, and my friends decided that this other guy, this guy that was on the football team, who honestly was not attractive to me at all, that we would be a good fit because we were both not popular, basically. And we danced awkwardly, and then he kissed me awkwardly, and then he kind of started to do the Gomez Adams, like down my neck, down my arm, up my arm, and then down the other side. I could tell he was physically enjoying it more than me because of how tight he was squeezing me. And I got no enjoyment out of any of it. It felt really gross. Yay, first kisses. Let's see, number 23. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? I mean, I like to have my purse. I'll occasionally go out with just, like my ID and money. But I like to have a bag. I consider a necessity as well. Yeah. I got, yeah. Try to think something a little more out of the box. Headphones. I'll say headphones because I like to listen to music when I'm in the store, or podcasts. Number 24. What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Be funny. If you're funny, you have a much better chance of me